those first 6 years, I was I wasn't supposed to talk, and they did, and it was severe punishment, because just to sit in one spot like that for hours, paralyzed, was totally being ignored, then you go home. So over time, you know, I learned, again, the more I cooperated, the faster I got to leave. But, and then at the end of that 6 year period, just things had changed so dramatically, one of which I was, you know, allowed to move around, and then I knew how to behave. I wasn't going to get hurt or kill anything. I knew not to ask a million questions. I just knew how to behave, and so that gave me the different privileges, so to speak. I know it sounds like the Helsinki. What is it? The Helsinki syndrome, where you're.
Yes.
What can I say? It's like that. But anyway, on this one experience, I do remember coming conscious during a procedure, but I wasn't sure what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself standing in the room that I had been paralyzed in at that bench for 6 years, and I was leaning up against the table that was that table screen, and here I was in this room going, wow, I can move, I'm standing here, I'm by myself, what is this about? And through a corridor to the graves, the real ones, came walking into the room with one of them had a black box in his hands, holding it in front of him. And I would not look at the eyes too close, but I would stare at the ground, look at the right, stare at the ground, look at the eyes as they were coming up closer, because it made me uncomfortable. And he took the black box, and he set it on the table, and he pushed it towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's this? And they go, it's a gift. I said, a gift? Yes, it's a gift for you. And I said, what the hell do you want me to do with it? And the response was, do with it as you will. Do with it as you will. And then they turned around as they walked in, and they just walked out of the room. Now here I am by myself in this room with that screen on the wall and that table that I had been at for 6 years and the bench, and I'm looking at this box on this table. And it's just a square black box, absorbent black. It wasn't shiny black. And I'm looking at it, and I was wondering, well, I was kind of suspicious of it at first. And then I touched it and real quick and pulled my hand back, and it didn't shock me, and I was still alive. And, you know, nothing popped out of it. So then I picked it up, and I was holding it in my hand, and I was turning it upside down, sideways, flipping it around, and it all looked the same. So I figured, well, maybe it opens. So I took my hands and I started pulling to see if I can get it to pull apart. After all, this was my gift, whatever the hell it was supposed to be. Pulling on it this way, and I'm pulling on it that way, and I couldn't get it to open. So then I took it and I wedged it between my feet, and I was pulling like that, and couldn't get it to go open. And then the telepathic voice said, you haven't tried gently. Now, see, there was some moments here, you know. You haven't tried gently. Like, it was almost soft, right? Like coming from a gray. Yeah, right. Okay. But I went, yeah, I guess that's true. So I just gently put my hand over the box, and I, with little pressure, I pulled, and it opened up. And when it opened, I mean, this is a gift. It was this black, tarry substance in there. About, I don't know, 2-3 inches or more thick, with these glass tubes sticking in it, and it just stank to high heaven. It was just the most horrible smell, and because I looked at it, and my face was close to it, and I pulled it back, and they came back into the room. I go, what the hell is this? This is a gift? What kind of gift is this? This thing stinks. And they go, what's your gift? We extracted it from your lungs.
Oh, my God.
So I, you know, smoked very heavy at the time, and so the gift was apparently clearing out my lungs.
Gee, as a 45-year smoker, send me a... You don't have that black box anymore.
You know, all right, I actually quit smoking for a while, and then now I'm smoking again, so I don't know if I'll get the gift the second time, but if I do, I'll certainly keep you in mind.